Fresh from his appearance at the Democratic National Convention, that was Stevie Wonder on your radio, friend. It's 18 minutes after 9 o'clock on your, thank God, it's Friday morning. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, in my regular spot. As you beautiful humans may have found out at this point, I am filling in for the foreseeable future for our leadoff hitter, MC Hammer Clemens, who is up in Green Bay covering the Packers in their training camp. And Mike will be gone actually until August 11th. So our format is somewhat adjusted during these weeks. I lead off with a great Tom Carco from 5:30 until 9. Community conversations from 9 until 10. And this morning we've got a great guest coming up after Tom's news at the bottom of the hour. We'll have the former U.S. diplomat and presidential historian and scholar Emilio Iadice from Rome to talk about the closing night of the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. Hillary Clinton accepting her party's nomination. Historically speaking, it is really a major moment as a party of note. We've had other women nominees, but not from the Republicans or Democrats. To be president of the United States of America. So Professor Iadice will join us to talk about that. And then at 10 o'clock, we'll have the hour of power as we acknowledge that information and knowledge is indeed power. And then Sweet Lou Turner takes over at 11 o'clock, leading all the way up to John Tesh time at 6 o'clock right here on WRJN. The Republicans have a major problem, and his name is Donald J. Trump. Now, the Republicans forever have been the outcast party as far as popular culture in our country. Now, I mentioned that Stevie Wonder performed at the DNC. In fact, his song finished President Obama's speech at the Democratic National Convention in Philly. But when we had Speaker Ryan on the last time in a community conversations, I spoke to him about the fact that the Republicans have a very limited selection of music that they can use as walk-up music in their videos and just generally speaking performers. It's pretty much Ted Nugent and country music. Ted Nugent, of course, is going to be performing on the main stage at the Racine County Fair this weekend. It's pretty much Ted Nugent and some of country music. Add to the list of people that do not want Donald J. Trump performing their music or playing their music is the widow of Luciano Pavarotti. She has told Donald Trump to stop playing the tenor's Nessun Dorma. The Trump campaign has been using Nessun Dorma, which is in the final act of Puccini's Turandot, a signature Pavarotti aria, and it ends in the Italian phrase vincerò, which is translated, I will win. Yeah, they don't want him to be playing Pavarotti. I'm telling you, at this point, the Republicans are going to have no music to play. Listen to this. The OJs have protested that their signature hit, Love Train, which had been remixed to the Trump Train song without the OJs' consent. The R&B group's For the Love of Money was also used without consent in a video promoting Trump by Representative John Micah. Attorneys for the OJ members, Eddie Levert and Walter Williams, sent a cease and desist order to Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. The Rolling Stones have spoken up, saying that they have never given permission to the Trump campaign to use their songs and have requested they cease all use immediately. The refrain, you can't always get what you want, has been a staple at Trump rallies. Keith Richards told Billboard that can you imagine a President Trump? The worst nightmare. But we can't say that because it could happen. This is one of the wonders of this country, he said. Who would have thought that Ronald Reagan could have been president? Gail Katz, who produced the 1997 hit movie, Air Force One, sent Trump a letter this week demanding that he no longer use the patriotic score at his rallies in town halls. The estate of George Harrison reacted immediately after Ivanka Trump walked on stage at the Republican National Convention to the strains of the Beatles, "Here Comes the Sun." The use of the song was, quote, offensive, unquote, the George Harrison estate tweeted. Later it added, if it had been the song Beware of Darkness, then we may have approved it. And then they tweeted out, hashtag Trump yourself. Mike Mills, a founder of REM, went public after Trump came on stage to the hit It's the End of the World as We Know It at a rally last fall. Cease and desist, Mills said in a tweet, followed by another. Personally, I think the orange clown will do anything for attention. I hate giving it to him. Yeah, it goes on and on. There's other ones. I mean, when I had Speaker Ryan on there, he said that he didn't realize it was such a major problem for the Republicans until he ran for vice president with Mitt Romney. And then he realized when they started getting these cease and desist orders. And I mean, Mitt Romney is no Donald J. Trump, if you catch my drift. This has been going on for Republicans for a very, very long time. This goes back as far as Broadway producers and the GOP convention managers have gone on with this kind of problem for over half a century. Producer David Merrick threatened court action in 1964 when a Republican appropriated the tune Hello Dolly and morphed it into Hello Barry to celebrate the nomination of Senator Barry Goldwater. Even though the polls are very close right now, the specter of the Democratic convention versus the Republican convention could not have been more stark. Appearing for the Democrats were people like Alicia Keys. Katy Perry performed yesterday, or actually gave a speech. I guess she did perform too, looking absolutely stunning. Stevie Wonder, Paul Simon. I don't know that the Republicans had any popular musicians. Who spoke at the Democratic convention? Oscar winner Meryl Streep. Now, we love Happy Days here in the Milwaukee area, but the big headliner was Scott Baio. Chachi. This could be a blowout reminiscent of Barry Goldwater losing to Lyndon Baines Johnson in 1964. The Republicans are really in jeopardy of getting blown out in November. And when Speaker Ryan was at Packer camp this week, he literally asked the reporters there not to ask him any Trump questions. Mike Clemens was there. Hillary gave her acceptance speech last night, and I am really sleep-deprived because I'm not used to this early schedule yet. And plus, I need to watch the convention coverage. But that was a snoozer of an acceptance speech. It really was. Of course, you wouldn't expect a spellbinding speech from Hillary Rodham Clinton. I mean, that's who she is. She's just a grinder. Her own campaign manager says that Hillary is not a show horse. She is a workhorse. But even in her accepting, her voice is so grating. And she had very tough acts to follow. I mean, Joe Biden gave a great speech. Even Tim Kaine's speech was better than Hillary's. And he's about as white bread as you could possibly get. Chelsea's speech was better than her mother's. And, of course, William Jefferson Clinton did his thing. Now, President Obama spoke there, too, and he just was absolutely, as he almost always is publicly giving a speech in that kind of situation, he was absolutely brilliant. And, by the way, folks, I want you to know that I do not have a dog in this hunt. I will not be voting for Hillary and certainly not voting for Donald J. Trump. don't worry about it. I'm going to be supporting Governor Gary Johnson and Governor Bill Weld. That's the change. Those guys are the change agents. But you got to give it to President Obama. He's been holding his fire. He wouldn't even mention Donald Trump's name as if he was an Islamic radical terrorist. Up until the convention, he was holding his fire. And then he let it rip pretty good.
The Donald is not really a plans guy. He's not really a facts guy either. I know plenty of businessmen and women who've achieved remarkable success without leaving a trail of lawsuits and unpaid workers and people feeling like they got cheated. Does anyone really believe that a guy who spent his 70 years on this earth showing no regard for working people is suddenly going to be your champion, your voice? See, my grandparents, they came from the heartland. Their ancestors began settling there about 200 years ago. I don't know if they had their birth certificates, but they were there.
All right, so that was President Obama this week at the DNC in Philadelphia. That is how you need to deal with Donald J. Trump, through humor. Because to attack him as a bigot and a racist and a homophobe and a sexist and a demagogue, it's just not going to work. First of all, a significant percentage of the voting bloc don't understand what those words actually mean. But the way that you deal with a demagogue, with a guy that is manifesting some serious psychological issues on the world stage, is through humor. You make your point and just discount him through humor. Well, I predict that the polls will remain relatively close. And remember, I mean, a 4 or 5 point victory would be considered a blowout. And the Republicans will just be trying to hold on to the House of Representatives to keep Paul Ryan in his job as Speaker and the majority in the Senate. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It ain't going to be boring. It's 9:30. It is time for the Great Tom Carco and the WRJN News coming next. And then we will be joined by presidential scholar and historian Emilio Iadice. On the other side, he's coming from Rome.
Reboot the bath. At the Home Depot, you can get a lot more bathroom for your buck with stylish bath products.